This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He led battles to impeach former President Trump. Now, New York Congressman Jerry Nadler has defeated Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney in a Democratic primary after a court forced the two into the same congressional district. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Both have held powerful positions in Congress. Nadler, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, twice leading fights to impeach former President Trump. Maloney, the first woman to chair the House Oversight and Reform Committee. She fought for government aid for those sickened by the toxic clouds produced by the September 11th attacks. In his victory speech, Nadler noted how he and Maloney have spent much of their adult lives working together and thanked her for decades of service to New York City. I'm Ben Thomas.
And in Florida, Congressman Charlie Crist won the Democratic nomination for governor, setting him up to challenge Governor Ron DeSantis this fall. This is Chris last night pointing a finger at DeSantis.
If we work together, stand up to this bully, we will defeat him in November.
Millions of Americans who have federal student debt are waiting to hear from President Biden today. We're told he'll reveal the details of his debt forgiveness plan. The AP's Norman Hall.
According to three people familiar with the president's plan, many Americans could see federal student loans up to $10,000 forgiven and a pause on payments to January. Biden has faced pressure from liberals to provide broader relief to hard-hit borrowers, but moderates and Republicans question the fairness of any widespread forgiveness. Norman Hall, Washington.
Forecasters expect another day of heavy rain and thunderstorms today across the South. Millions of Americans are in the path of that bad weather. It's been 6 months to the day since Russia invaded Ukraine. This morning, President Zelensky is warning Ukrainians that brutal strikes are a possibility as Moscow marks the anniversary. This is also the day Ukraine observes its Independence Day. This is AP News. California lawmakers vote to okay lawsuits against cyber flashers. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with what this is all about.
California residents who receive unsolicited sexually graphic material by text, email, app, or other electronic means could sue the sender under a bill approved by state lawmakers. The bill sent to California Governor Gavin Newsom targets what's known as cyber flashing. The bill would allow recipients to recover at least $1,500 and as much as $30,000 from senders of obscene material who are older than 18, as well as punitive damages and attorney's fees. Victims could also seek court orders blocking such behavior in the future. The measure passed both the state's assembly and the Senate unanimously. So far, Governor Newsom has declined to say whether he will sign the bill into law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks were in the red yesterday. The Dow fell 154 points yesterday. The S&P fell 9. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.